All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and in this brief video, I am talking to those of you who received unemployment compensation in 2020 and filed your 2020 tax return before the American Rescue Plan Act was signed. Okay, so when you filed your tax return, the first $10,200 of unemployment compensation received in 2020, it was still taxable income under IRS law. American Rescue Plan changed that to exclude the first $10,200 of unemployment compensation received in 2020 per person for taxpayers making up to $150,000. Okay, the IRS released an announcement yesterday that pertains to those of you in this group. So let's get into it. All right, so IRS is saying IRS to recalculate taxes and unemployment benefits refunds to start in May. So we knew previously that the IRS was going to do this. We didn't actually know when those refunds would start. But here's what the IRS is saying. IRS says, to help taxpayers, the Internal Revenue Service announced today that it will take steps to automatically refund money this spring and summer to people who filed their tax return reporting unemployment compensation before the recent changes by American Rescue Plan. The second paragraph here just basically just goes over the law. Right? So, taxpayers earning less than $150,000, you can exclude $10,200 per person, right? So if you're married filing jointly, up to $20,400, right? If each of you received unemployment compensation in 2020 of at least $10,200. It specifies as only for 2020 unemployment, right? We've known this. So here's what it's saying. The IRS will take steps in the spring and summer. I like how they say May up here, start in May, but then they also give themselves a leeway into the summertime as well. So the IRS will take steps in the spring and summer to make the appropriate changes to their return, which may result in a refund. The first refunds are expected to be made in May and will continue into the summer. So the IRS is saying, for those taxpayers who already have filed and figured their tax based on the full amount of unemployment compensation, the IRS will determine the correct taxable amount of unemployment compensation and tax. Any resulting overpayment of tax will be either refunded or applied to other outstanding taxes owed. So the IRS is claiming that they're going to do this automatically, right? We've heard this for a while. Now they're actually saying, well, the refunds are going to start in May. It doesn't really say, it doesn't really give much priority here, other than this paragraph here kind of implies that it's going to start with, it seems like it's going to start with single taxpayers. At least this is what it's looking like to me. Starting with those taxpayers eligible for the up to $10,200 exclusion. Then they're going to move on to married filing jointly taxpayers who are eligible for the up to $20,400 exclusion. And then they're going to move to others with more complex returns. They don't really say what that means. So it looks like the first in line here will be, your basic single filer who received unemployment compensation in 2020. Then they're moving to married filing jointly, and then others with more complex returns. They don't really specify what the complex returns are. The IRS is saying there is no need for taxpayers to file an amended return unless the calculations make the taxpayer newly eligible for additional federal credits and deductions not already included on the original return. So this is interesting to me, okay? So they're saying that if you are eligible... Okay, so they're saying, for example, the earned income tax credit. If you filed the earned income tax credit on your originally filed return, right, you took some earned income tax credit. You weren't completely excluded from it. Then the IRS is saying that the IRS can adjust your return for additional earned income tax credit that you may now be eligible for because your income is a bit lower now due to the exclusion. But the IRS is saying if you are now eligible for a tax credit that you were not eligible for at all on your 2020 tax return that included the $10,200 as taxable, right? Because that's all you knew at the time. Then the IRS is saying you would have to file an amended return, right? If you did not originally claim an EI, a credit, right, on that return, because you weren't eligible for it, because you included all your unemployment compensation as taxable. But now let's say because, right, that $10,200 or $20,400 is now excluded from your income, from your AGI, you could be now eligible for credits that you were not eligible at all when you originally filed your tax return. IRS is saying in that latter situation, you actually have to file an amended return, right, if you didn't claim one of those credits at all initially, okay? But the IRS is saying that if you did initially file your tax return claiming a particular credit, but now maybe just that credit is more now because you have lower income, then the IRS is saying that the IRS can adjust those returns automatically. Okay, so do you kind of see the distinction there? I would say, frankly, I would want to review the IRS's work if they're going to be adjusting returns, right? I want to see the IRS's work. The IRS doesn't say anything about communicating to the taxpayers how they adjusted the return. I would hope they would at least send a notice, right, that you can compare, to your tax return. I mean, frankly, if this were me, I would, prepare the tax return in the tax return software, right? So I know what the tax return should look like and what the additional refund amount I should get, right? If I originally got a $5,000 or $2,000 refund, and now because this amount is excluded, now I'm eligible, for a $2,500 or $3,000 refund or something like that. I would want to check the IRS's work is basically what I'm saying, right? Using the now updated tax software. The IRS goes on to say the taxpayers may want to review their state tax returns as well. Not all states know what they're going to do with this yet, folks. So I've covered that previously. Obviously I can't cover all states here. When more states kind of figure out what they're doing with this, I may do a dedicated video going state by state. But of course, that would be subject to change because, just my luck the next day, a state might change their mind after I release that video. And then people would comment like, oh, well, you're wrong about this. It's like, I didn't know. Okay. And then the rest, just basically talking about stuff that we already knew. So yeah, folks, this is the first we're hearing of the refund starting in May, and this is the first we're hearing of the IRS stating which taxpayers don't have to amend and which taxpayers do have to amend, right, for that $10,200. But in both cases, frankly, I would want to be checking the IRS's work, right, checking that you're getting the right amount of refund check from the IRS when they recalculate your return, because as is everybody knows, the IRS makes mistakes, especially when it comes to putting money in your pocket as opposed to taking money out of your pocket. All right, folks, I just wanted to do that quick update right now. I'll be doing the news update later today in the afternoon. So I'll see you then. Bye-bye.